Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, May 30th. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Tesla holds a big event next week to showcase its new Model S Plaid, while the tech world will be watching the Computex show, Facebook's developer conference, and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing's annual symposium. Economic reports due out include an update on construction spending, PMI prints, and the May jobs report. Investors could be edgy if the jobs report disappoints for a second consecutive month. Despite the shorter four-day trading week for stocks, the crypto world will be buzzing 24/7 and looking to take back some attention from the meme favorites. In earnings news, on Tuesday, June 1st, we have Ambarella, Michael Stores, Hewlett-Packard, and Zoom Video. On the 2nd, we have Advance Auto Parts, NetApp, Splunk, and Cloudera. On Thursday the 3rd, Ciena, DocuSign, Momo, CrowdStrike, Lululemon, and Slack. In IPO news, no new IPO pricings are anticipated. IPO lockup periods are set to expire in the week ahead on Ammo, Kinate Biopharma, 17 Education and Technology Group, Silverback Therapeutics, Seer, and Sigilon Therapeutics. Companies that see their analyst quiet periods end include The Honest Company, Five Star Bancorp, Waterdrop, Tolaris Therapeutics, and Bowman Consulting. As we mentioned, Tesla will be holding an event at the Fremont factory for the Model S Plaid. Elon Musk says the Model S Plaid is the fastest production car ever, with 0 to 60 miles per hour speed of under 2 seconds. The automaker has overcome some challenges leading up to the debut of the Model S Plaid's deliveries and is expected to make a big push for Q2 deliveries. The model is expected to feature yoke steering, new 21-inch arachnid wheels, and design aerodynamic changes. The range will be around 400 miles depending on the version. Potential competition for the Model S Plaid includes the Taycan from Porsche, the Audi e-tron, Lucid Air, and Mercedes EQS. Facebook will be live streaming its F8 Developers Conference that includes a keynote address and sessions of interest to developers building out products and service on the platform. Toll Brothers hosts an Analyst and Investor Day virtual event with presentations from the company's CEO, CFO, co-COOs, and leaders from the home building and subsidiary operations. The event includes a discussion on housing market trends. Criteo SA hosts its 2021 Investor Day event with a full lineup of presentations from top management. The first few days of June could see updates on Macau gross gaming revenue, discount broker darts, Class 8 truck orders, firearm background checks, and auto sales in the U.S. and China. In addition, NIO will post its monthly deliveries report, and Costco reports May sales. Cinema stocks are on watch as significantly reopened theaters meet for the first time with the return of bigger summer releases for the Memorial Day weekend. Some slow weekends, even by pandemic standards, at the box office this month raised eyebrows, though upbeat analysts look to this weekend's holiday for a real test. A Quiet Place Part 2 looks for its multiple delays to pay off, as it's the only wide release appearing only in theaters. It should be strong, but it also may be hard-pressed to match the $50 million opening of its predecessor. And Disney's live-action take on Cruella opens in almost 4,000 theaters, the widest release since before the pandemic, though it will likely take second place, as it's also streaming for a $30 or $29.99 upcharge on Disney Plus Premier Access. Cinema stocks of note include AMC Entertainment, Cineworld, Cinemark, IMAX, Marcus, Reading International, Cineplex, and National Cin Media. BMO Capital Markets thinks video game stocks have been the victims of, quote, sell the COVID winners, profit-taking by investors in a move it sees as largely played out. Analyst Garrick Johnson said outlooks provided by the video game companies suggest that while perhaps moderating from peak pandemic levels, consumer engagement and monetization going forward may be better than many may have feared. Video game stocks are considered the most attractive segment within the firm's toys, games, and leisure coverage for the near term. BMO has outperformed ratings on Take-Two Interactive and Zynga. Burger King is storming into the chicken sandwich wars with a new Chick-King debuting next week. The restaurant brand's international property first announced a new chicken sandwich strategy in February and has been working on the concept since 2019. All the competition in the fast food market with chicken sandwiches is seen as a positive by some analysts for Tyson Foods and Pilgrim's Pride. The Neogen 2-for-1 stock split becomes effective on June 4th. The company says the split will increase the availability of Neogen stock and enhance liquidity within the marketplace, allowing both current and new investors to share in Neogen's success. This week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes that draw attention from Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication looks at industrial stocks that could benefit from the supply chain shortages, semiconductor scarcity, and other bottlenecks in the economy cropping up during the pandemic recovery. The list of recommended stocks includes Caterpillar, Deere, Honeywell International, Old Dominion Freight Line, Oshkosh, Rockwell Automation, Saia, Siemens, Wesco International, and XPO Logistics. From the tech world, Applied Materials and Lam Research are called affordable options to play the chip shortage. Meanwhile, Herman Miller is considered a stock that will benefit whether or not people return to offices en masse. Higher margins within the company's consumer sales are expected to offset some margin pressure on the commercial side. And this week in our single stock focus, we're covering recent IPO ZipRecruiter with the Value Investor. The Value Investor starts here. ZipRecruiter has seen a welcome debut on public markets after the company went public through a so-called direct listing. The company has seen no growth last year due to the pandemic, yet lower sales and marketing efforts resulting in a huge profit boom. With growth returning in recent quarters and profits being maintained, the situation looks quite appealing, as I wonder if the inherent quality of the underlying operations is good enough to drive long-term value creation and appeal. The Value Investor goes on. With a share count of 86.6 million shares outstanding and the reference price for the direct listing set at 18 per share, equity of the business is valued at $1.56 billion, as this valuation includes a net cash position of just over $100 million for a $1.46 billion operating asset valuation. A $3 move higher ever since has added roughly a quarter of a billion to the valuation, with operating assets valued around $1.7 billion at these levels. If we look at the operating performance, there have been some divergent trends. The company generated $430 million in sales in 2019, on which an operating loss of $6 million was reported. While sales fell 3% to $418 million in 2020, operating profits exploded to $64 million as a result of a huge cut in sales and marketing expenses. The impact of the pandemic on the business was immediately felt. After revenue still rose 18% in the first quarter of 2020, revenues plunged a fifth in the second quarter, although that actually resulted in booming earnings with marketing efforts down substantially. Sales were still down around the 10% mark in the third quarter as the company started to grow from the fourth quarter again. There are two ways of looking at this. As the first quarter is seasonally slower, continued growth in the remainder of the year might actually result in $100 million in operating earnings this year, and with a $1.7 billion operating asset valuation, valuations do not even look that high. On the other hand, the company is spending nearly 50 cents on every dollar in revenues on marketing and sales efforts, suggesting that promotional activity is high and perhaps needed to drive growth and result in returning customers, both from the supply and demand side of the platform. The good part of this online recruitment, or better said, matching platform, is that it is online, and while this is a big benefit compared to offline outlets and services, online competition is fierce. The Value Investor concludes here. Amidst all of this, I am deciding to pass on this offering, waiting for other potential names out there. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on ZipRecruiter, with two bullish and one neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.